We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The band lineup tonight, which includes Poison.
Yeah, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue is your headliner, I guess. And my brother saw them at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Said it was a great show. They had torrential downpours during the show, so it was a little bit different. But we're going to have a perfect weather night tonight for it. And my brother said that, you know, as far as the entertainment value goes, Poison won the show that night.
Well, he's going to be... You know, Bret Michaels, part of Poison, is going to be a fan favorite at PNC tonight. So big show also on that stage at PNC. Then tomorrow night, just across the way on the North Shore at Acrisure Stadium, it'll be the Steelers hosting the Seahawks. We'll get our first look at the quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky will play first, Mason Rudolph second, Kenny Pickett third.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, back at PNC, it's Metallica. And a huge entertainment weekend.
Take your pick. And you have a play going on.
Well, it's a musical. Pittsburgh CLO presents Sister Act tonight at the Benedum, and I'm going to be in the show.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to a brief cameo, but I'll send you pictures, Kevin.
I'm really happy for you. This is really cool. You know, people always ask, are you jealous when this person did this? Are you jealous that your brother made a lot of money in your business that you helped found and you didn't? No, I'm happy for people. I'm happy for people. I have my life. I live it. You have your life. You live it. I'm very happy when people do cool things, and you're doing something really cool again tonight, Larry. You have a great life.
It's going to be a great weekend, then be over at the football stadium.
Yeah. And speaking of a great life, John Fetterman is back. He will hit the campaign trail tonight in Erie. The first appearance, first time we'll see him, first time we'll really hear him speak since he suffered that stroke and had that heart surgery in May.
And we've been reaching out because we want to talk to the candidates periodically. We don't do a lot of that. We're not going to do as much as we did during the presidential race, which was long and drawn out. But these are really important. And what we try to do is let the candidates kind of give you their pitch and you decide. Mm-hmm. So we're not telling you who you either like or don't like, this candidate, that candidate. We tried to get John Fetterman, but he hasn't been available. We think he will be. But KDK TV's John Delano did talk to John Fetterman yesterday as he is about to get back on the campaign trail.
I'm just grateful. I mean, I'm just grateful. That was a very grave situation at the time, and it could have, if it would have happened at 1 a.m. or if it would have happened in like Elk County, for example, I probably wouldn't be with you right now.
And I'm KDK TV's John Delano with that conversation. So we expect to hear from John Fetterman.
Yeah, and he looks like he's lost some weight, and last week we had Dr. Oz on. And we also, I tried to get Fetterman on as well. I invite both candidates on. When I have one on, I always invite the other. But he has not done very much since the stroke. He's been recuperating at home. It looks like he lost some weight. So we'll see how things go. But obviously, there's new questions about him paying taxes and gift money and stuff like that. So he's got questions to answer, too.
Oh, they both do. And listen, folks, you know, you see the TV ads. Both sides are just pouring on the money. This is a really important Senate seat. So the PAC money's coming, and, you know, this guy did this, that guy does that, this guy lives here, this guy did that. I mean, it's nauseating to a lot of people, and understandably so. Count me among those that get sick of the political ads.
Oh, my gosh. The ads are crazy.
And a big story yesterday, of course, the Justice Department is now asking a federal court to unseal the warrant the FBI used to search Mar-a-Lago, the estate of former President Donald Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland said yesterday,
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
However, we're not 100% clear what it is they were looking for. Did they find what they were looking for? There are some hints that it could have involved nuclear weapons.
If you believe that story, I will, I don't know. Because the president, former president, said that the adversarial search was not necessary. His staff and team was coordinating with or cooperating with the investigation from what he said. And the Washington Post, you mentioned this, the Washington Post is reporting that now they say people who describe some of the material that the agents were seeking spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the ongoing investigation. They did not offer additional details about what type of information the agents were seeking, including whether it involved weapons belonging to the U.S. or another nation. But they did say the FBI, the classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought in the search of the former president's home.
So we'll see if that gets any traction, and we'll keep you posted.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.